a word for you from Matthew 26, verse 32. But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee. Peter answered him, Though they all fall away because of you, I will never fall away. Peter here misses the point. The Lord is speaking about the suffering that he's about to endure, the fact that he's going to die for them. And he says it at the table when he breaks the bread. He says, Take, eat, this is my body. And then he takes a cup and says, Drink it, all of you, for this is the blood of the covenant, poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. And then he happens to say, You will all fall away because of me this night. Peter picks up on that point only because it is, he feels, an insult to his character. He believes that he is totally loyal, even more loyal than the others. He cannot believe that the Lord should imply that he, Peter, the rock, should give way during a moment of difficulty and that he would disown his Lord. No, he believed that he would never fall away. You see, the Lord Jesus not only knew about what was going to happen to him, he also knew about his disciples. He wasn't just saying that they would fall away, but he also speaks about how he would gather them up again. He will go before them to Galilee, he says in verse 32. Peter, the confident, self-assured Peter, is a picture of us all, isn't it? We are so sure, so confident, that we have the strength to stand. And that is already the beginning of our downfall. Already we begin to fall at that very point, for we are proud of ourselves. We are sure. If it was a sureness about the Lord keeping us, it would be different. The fact that we have no trust in ourselves, we do not believe in ourselves. Asizethembithina kushukuthi siyamethemba uJesu kuphela ozosigcina. Then you are on safer ground. Peter hadn't experienced the cross and the resurrection, and so he was still Peter. He needed to be changed. Are you in that same boat? You're confident in yourself, and yet you do not have the Lord's strength to uphold you?